Once the Mississippi and Missouri were free-flowing rivers. They wove through an ever-changing landscape of sloughs and sandbars and backwaters. An ancient, homely fish known as the pallid sturgeon thrived there. But when the Army Corps of Engineers converted the Mississippi and the lower Missouri into navigation highways for barge traffic, the habitat the pallid sturgeon depended on was nearly wiped out. The Federal Fish and Wildlife Service put it on the endangered species list in 1990. Now, the service has told the Corps it needs to start recreating some of the habitat destroyed by the navigation system or risk running afoul of the Endangered Species Act. John Blankenship of the Fish and Wildlife Service region that includes the Upper Mississippi says he's hopeful the Corps will cooperate.
I think they're open to looking at working with us to try to do some good things for the pallid sturgeon.
In essence, the Fish and Wildlife Service wants the Corps to relax some of its control over the rivers, so in some places they can run more freely.
The river's kind of like a living organism, you know. If you let it go, it will create habitat.
Jim Milligan is a Fish and Wildlife Service biologist on the Missouri River. He's heading toward a side channel of slow water and sandbars. The river carved it when it escaped from its banks during the great floods of 1993. The Fish and Wildlife Service bought the land and put it into the Big Muddy National Fish and Wildlife Refuge. It looks very different from the main stem of the river, which the Corps keeps confined to a narrow navigation corridor. The refuge looks more like the Missouri River some 200 years ago.
This here, Lewis and Clark probably could have seen something that looked like this after the river had shifted, like it cut off a bend, like would have happened here. Banks caving in, sandbars developing.
This small, free-flowing side channel already has more species of fish than the main channel and attracts more birds as well. And last summer, Milligan and other biologists made a stunning discovery here, tiny pallid sturgeon. It was the first evidence of pallid sturgeon spawning in the wild in lower Missouri in at least half a century.
The real exciting news is that we found them in a habitat restoration site. You know, some people will say, "Ah, it's just blind luck," but I think it says that, yeah, we're doing something right here.
It seems clear that habitat restoration on the river can work. The question now is how far the Army Corps of Engineers is willing to go to promote it. Letting the river wander and spread takes water from the main channel, and that could hurt navigation. Historically, the Corps has always placed a higher value on navigation than wildlife. Big Muddy Refuge Manager Tom Bell says shifting those priorities is like reversing the course of a battleship, but he says it's starting to happen.
I don't think, certainly not 10 years ago, probably not 6 or 7 years ago, would a project like this side channel here even been considered. It would have been, oh no, that's a threat to navigation, close it right now. And it would have been treated as an emergency. They've been out here working overtime and everything else and just shutting it off. So, I mean, I think changes are going to come, but it's going to be like anything else in the government. It's slow.
The Fish and Wildlife Service has given the Corps 6 months to draw up a plan to begin recreating pallid sturgeon habitat on the upper Mississippi. Major General Philip Anderson, commander of the Corps' Mississippi Valley Division, says he thinks the Corps can create the needed habitat by making relatively minor changes to its existing control structures to let more water flow outside the main navigation channel. He says the Corps is moving from its historic missions of navigation and flood control toward a third new mission.
We're now becoming a product of our continuing history now where ecosystem restoration projects have a growing importance. And so when I look to the future, I see that becoming a larger and larger component of what the Corps of Engineers will do to be responsive to the nation.
But the evidence on whether the Corps is actually getting greener varies wildly, depending on where in the country you look. In Florida and Louisiana, for example, the Corps has major projects underway to restore the Everglades and coastal wetlands. But in Arkansas, the Corps wants to put a barge corridor through the White River National Wildlife Refuge. Now, on the Missouri and the Mississippi, the Fish and Wildlife Service is pressuring the Corps to give less consideration to barges and more to wildlife. Its response may indicate whether on those rivers it's the new Corps or the old. I'm Mary Lozier, Minnesota Public Radio.